For VWA, mobile.
Is it for Mike?
D4M, KN4 VWA. What's up, Tom?
It's Mr. Steve. I hope you're doing well. Do you happen to have power at your home?
Yes, we do have power, but within, you know the main road out there in New Cut? As you come out of my driveway, that little house right across the street from me, I mean a huge, huge oak uprooted, and there was trees tore all to pieces down New Cut. I think we either had a microburst or a very small tornado, baby.
Well, there's 1,300 houses without power between me and you.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not surprised. But you know what I am very, very, very proud and pleased to announce? Touch my tower or the dipole.
Oh, good deal. I guess power's been out for close to 3 hours, and they're saying it's going to be like 9:15 before it comes back on. So we are riding the roads, enjoying the air conditioning in the vehicle.
Tom, I've got a good-sized generator over there you could borrow if you really want to borrow it.
Appreciate that, but no, that's unnecessary. If they get it back on tonight, like they say they're going to, we have an open refrigerator door, so everything should be good in there. We can find other ways of entertaining ourselves, and that's what we're doing right now, heading toward Durr to find us some grubbage so we don't have to cook tonight.
There you go. There you go. Well, the storm passed through, and Sue and I went down there and hit Los Cabos, and then we ran on over here to Lowe's. You know what I'm into, don't you?
You better be careful. Sue will ground you.
No, Sue and my granddaughter are the instigator of this little project. I am in the process of trying to finish the Chicken Hilton.
Hey. Well, that's a cluck of a town.
I can always count on you for comic relief there, Tom. No, I tell you what, I call it the Chicken Hilton because, oh my God, it can't just be a square box with a run in it. Got to put in little hatches where we can open up a small door to rob the eggs and do this and that and the other. And she's got me putting in a big old PVC pipe, cutting holes in it a certain way and filling it with feed so that they won't make a mess when they get their feed and all this. And, oh, gosh. I didn't know there was so much technology in it.
The thing you're going to have to do is ban her from Pinterest.
Right. I managed to get her away from Southern Living Magazine. That thing is a scourge.
Roger, roger. Well, LBO goes, but it's got good recipes.
For all the Southern Living magazine cookbooks for that.
Clothes to buy, supplies for the Cluckin' Hilton, huh?
That hook and eye latches to hold the door shut for her to be able to get in and out. I got L brackets to make the door with to put the chicken wire on, and some hinges to where I can make the door to where she can just slip right in there.
Well, she's happy. If Mama ain't happy, then ain't nobody happy.
Do a little pearl of wisdom. Happy wife, happy life.
I agree about that. Contrary to what most people believe at this point.
We both got a good thing going. Just keep it marching forward.
Get to follow her.
And then repeat that.
What happened? Kilo Z4 Mike.
KN4 VWA. I just wanted to see if you had the nerve to repeat it.
just don't have the desire right now.
The year of living dangerous.
Beat my good kneecap. She can't reach any higher.
You know what? If you're all bruised up the next time I see you, I'm just going to go, how you doing, Tom?
Look at me and go, oh, the Munchkin found the ladder.
Oh, man. LBO. Yeah, give him a good backhand. Well, wait a minute. Let's get together so I can watch.
That is a giggling.
Oh,
if you ever decide to give him a good backhand, give me a call. I want to watch.
Lift her up and hold her.
Not do that to another male.
All right. So you guys heading back to the house?
Well, we stopped off here at the Ingles up on Highway 9, and I don't know what all she bought, but anyhow, yeah, we're going to be headed home after that. So how long before the air comes back on?
They sent me, they're projecting 9:15. So, who knows?
I had some trees down on some lines, bub.
Or that they had a tree down on the line, and apparently it shorted something out somewhere, and they got 1,300 people without power.
Down Highway 14?
Somewhere Campobello, between Campobello and 14, that whole area.
This is Tom. Sue just got back in. Repeat what you just said about where the power is at and how many.
1,500, and the map showed pretty much between 176 and Campobello all the way to 14, that whole area.
Take the scenic route and a little sightseeing tour and come back up New Cut Road, and especially on the left of New Cut Road, for about a half a mile before you get to our house, man, start watching, because you're going to see a real mess.
Well, I didn't, we were outside when it hit, and when we came inside, the power was already off, but I didn't get any texts or anything else, so, when I get back home, I'll dig through Skywarn and see what they say, but yeah, if there's that big an area tore up, it could have been a microburst over there.
Well, it definitely tore it up, and I mean, it took a tree down that was probably, what would you say that thing is, 5-6 feet in diameter?
I don't know. It's been there since I was a little kid.
Yeah, it's a huge tree, and it was a healthy one, too. I mean, it just took it right up out of the roots.
Kilo Z4 Mike, you tell Miss Sue I said hello.
You just did, Bubby.
Hello.
And LBO is with him. So,
okay.
Sue says hey.
Hey.
She's over here waving her hand.
Real dangerous making comments about getting her a ladder so that she can beat on his kneecaps.
Huh.
And other assorted things. So the next time we see Tom, if he's kind of bruised up, battered, you'll understand.
I'm finding somewhere to grab us some grubbage down here. I'm kind of thinking about pizza. I hadn't had pizza in a long time, so maybe we can get in and get us something to eat and waste a little bit of time hoping that they get our power turned back on. Get to you.
Go ahead, contact.
Yeah, some weather over there, or just somebody careless with a chainsaw?
I was careless with a chainsaw, but I was in my own yard, not near a power line. But, yeah, we had a bad thunderstorm that came through. Didn't last, but, I mean, a matter of minutes. But it took out our power, and we've been investigating. Apparently, we're amongst 1,300 others. So, yay!
Tower? I know over here our co-op's been cleaning around trees along the main power lines in my neighborhood, and I've got a big old huge pile of mulch that they left me.
I wish they'd get up and clean some around ours, especially after they fork over all this trying to get this power back on. They may actually send Asplund or somebody up there to make sure all the trees are cleared from around the power lines. But I hate it when they come through and clear it. They come through and clear it just what's over the power line, or through the power line, I should say. And don't use common sense and go, okay, well, if this thing uproots, heck, it may be 30, 40 feet above the power line. It's going to take it out when it comes down. They won't do it properly.
They went all the way up to the sky over here in my neighborhood, but that's Blue Ridge. They tell them, hey, we want 12, 15 foot on both sides of the main line and going from the house, whatever, and they clear it.
Your electric cooperatives do a much better job. Blue Ridge does a better job, and I'll tell you who else does a real good job is Lawrence Electric.
Because he lives over in Fountain Inn just off of 418.
But 20 years ago, we had a real bad snowstorm, and you know the area along Pelham Road? A neighborhood in there called Devinger is where I used to live. And let me tell you, I had Lawrence Electric, and the people across the street had Duke Power. And I had my power back up and on 3 days before they got theirs. And everybody, the whole thing was about a week without power.
There's some people that live over there, last name's Hargett.
Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood. It's starting to get a little bit older. The houses in there are probably going through their second refurbish now. They're getting it fixed back up. Nice neighborhood.
We have destinated here in the great state of Gurr. We're going to hop off here and hope you guys have a great weekend. And talk to you a little bit later. I'll be clear on y'all's final. This is Kilo Z for Mike.
What are we having for supper, Tom? Fast, I tell you what. Listen, I'm going to jump off here too and let you take over. So this will be KN4VWA. I'll be clear after your final.
KWA, KK4FTU. I'm just sitting in the yard. I started a truck. Had the battery charger on, trickle charge, and started it. I hadn't run it in a while, so I started and sitting in it, letting it idle, and talking on the radio while I'm resting from trying to move the mulch pile. You have a good one. Be careful out there. Got a little bit of spit and sprinkle earlier, so that must have been what y'all ended up with. I only have got the edge of it. Have a good one, KK4FTU clear.